Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Masterson Inheritance, an improvised historical saga of a family at war with itself. As the Industrial Revolution gathered pace, there were members of the Masterson family who sought a rural idyll of the past. Tonight, our team of performers will attempt to spontaneously dramatize the story of those Mastersons trying to re-establish their links with the land, a story based entirely on the suggestions of our studio audience. No script, no rehearsals, just an audience and a couple of microphones. To bring you this story of conquest, concupiscence, and cowsheds, tonight we have Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Right, I'm going down now into our studio audience to get the ideas for tonight's show. We're in the 1840s, so the first suggestion we need is a suggestion of a rural occupation or activity.
Village idiot.
A village idiot, yeah. As a rural occupation. All right, then. Village idiot. Being the village idiot. The next thing is a suggestion of a vice or a weakness, perhaps, that the country people are very contemptuous of.
Reading.
That's very good. All right, so if anybody can read, they don't like it. Now, the local village is famous for a certain type of produce. What is it?
Peacock's feathers.
Let's go for the peacock's feathers. That's rather interesting. Quite like that. Peacock's feathers. And the last thing, remembering where and when we are, a title. Last word to the Mastersons. Yeah, that's very good. Right, tonight we have Village Idiot, Reading, Peacock Feathers, Last Word of the Mastersons. The Masterson Inheritance. Last word to the Mastersons. By the 1840s, Britain had become a major industrial power. But in the countryside, things were unchanged. And so it was in the heart of Dorset, in the village of Marton. And in the main street of Marton was Ezekiah. Ezekiah, the village idiot.
Morning, Ezekiah! Say something, Ezekiah, say something! Say something stupid! Go on! Say something daft! Go on, say it!
I wonder if there's anybody about this morning.
Ezekiah made his way down the main street, for there was one young lady who did not pour scorn upon this poor fellow. She was friendly to him. She had a bit of a soft spot for him. It was Mabel. And he found her in the meadow with a little picnic.
Here, what's that there you've got?
Oh, Ezekiah, you've caught me with a little picnic. I'll put it away. Ezekiah, have they been teasing you again? I can see tears in your eyes.
Aye, well, yeah, the people in the village, they do laugh at me.
Well, it was your chosen occupation, Ezekiah.
I know, it were the only job they had left in the job centre. I went in there and I said, I want to be a poet. They said, there ain't no jobs for poets. We've only got a job as a village idiot.
You'll be a poet one day, Ezekiah. I'm sure of it. You'll make something rhyme and your heart will lift high in the sky.
Really think so?
I do.
Mabel had only just missed the job herself.
It's a wonderful sunny day today, Ezekiah. Here, have a bit of bread and cheese, what I do done made you.
On the other side of Marton, at the ruined hall, were two young people, Henry and Alice Masterson, a brother and sister, recently arrived from London. Their family had made their fortune, and now they had decided to move back to the countryside.
Crikey, what a dump.
Oh, don't be like that, Henry.
That smell, what is it?
Ghastly, isn't it?
Yeah.
wafts over from the yokels.
Cracky, what are we going to do then? We're going to do this old house to make it splendid so we can have whiz-bang parties.
Spend loads and loads of dosh on it.
Yeah. We can knock that wall through, like, have a lounge thing. That'll be quite nice. Have a little patio out the back. Yeah, maybe we get some of those sort of, you know, local bums to come up here and fix it for a penny.
Well, that's too much, surely.
Absolutely. Oh, how popular they were going to be. Ezekiah and Mabel were just finishing off what they'd started.
Nice cheese, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely. Oh, you're supposed to eat it.
Oh,
excuse me.
You haven't rubbed it into your scalp again.
I thought it would help my hair and my dandruff.
You think it's called cheese and go? Cheese and shoulders? Oh, no, I'm late. My dad'll kill me. I was meant to be milking the peacocks at 7:30.
Oh, I do love those peacocks, Mabel.
Yeah, I know you do. Because of the nice colours in their feathers.
And the way they screech.
You're such a funny mimic, Ezekiah. Go on, do old Jameson down at the inn. Yeah, Peacock Jameson, we call him. Come on, Ezekiah, I'll be late.
And off she went. He remained for a while, standing in the meadow looking after her.
I love her, but I don't think I've got much chance. Because I've taken on a stupid occupation. Being stupid. But maybe one day I'll be able to rhyme. And maybe she'll love me then. And maybe I'll get an ounce of common sense.
And off he walked. A sad, lonely village idiot. Elsewhere in Marton was Gabriel and Josiah, making fences. Hard, heavy work for heavy, hard men. They sweated and mopped their brows in the spring sunshine as they worked away, father and son as they were.
How are you getting on there, all right?
Not too bad, Dad, not too bad. I'm beginning to take down quite a few fences since we started this morning.
Take them down?
Yeah.
No daft bugger, I'm building them here, aren't I?
I wondered why we were making slow progress.
We've got 2 feet of fence.
That's a job creation scheme.
You're never going to get the hang of this fence build. We're never going to go back and start again now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all right, well, I'll do what you were doing, and you do what I was doing.
Well, then we'll be back here again, only the other way round.
Well, there must be some way round it, then. I can't figure it out.
Well, you hold the stakes right, I'll bang them in.
All right, then, when I nod my head at it. The new joke in 1840. Yeah.
Here we go, then.
Oh, that's in nice and solid, that is.
One more. Oh, there we are.
Should I have my foot stuck underneath it?
Oh, no, we got to take it out again now.
Oh, blimey.
Here, I can just pull...
Oh, that's the old hernia come back.
I'll pop that back in. I'll pop that back in for you later.
Knock me pocket watch under the ground, then.
Here's time we took a break, I think. Let's say we pop down the local inn for a jar.
Down the Dimple Dam.
That's the one. Pick up me hammer.
And so off they went, down to the Dimpled Ams, for a well-deserved pint. Witchley Manor lay on the other side of Marton. It was a beautiful house, in the Regency style. Tyrone Witchley was there in the garden, with his sweetheart, Ambrosia Fallon.
What?
Over there.
Oh, it's lovely.
Just behind you. Over there, too.
Oh, there's another one.
Straight ahead.
Oh, look, more grass. It's lovely. So green, isn't it? Grass is so green. The sky is so blue. It's like God's just put different colours into everything, isn't it? Green and blue.
Green and blue.
Green and blue. Oh, look, there's a nice little yellow sun.
Green and blue remind me of the peacocks in the village.
Meow.
Oh.
Meow.
That was a... That's a peacock, is it?
It's a peacock, dear. It's lovely.
Oh, it's a cat doing impressions.
And now, Edward G. Robinson.
Meow. Meow. Oh, come on, little peacock. Oh, look.
This has got
it's
teeth.
It's out of my hand. Oh, I want it. Get it for me. Meow, meow, meow.
Stay there, darling. I'll chase it for you.
Thank you.
Come here, peacock. Come here.
Lovely.
Come here, peacock. Speaking peacock.
It should be worth more than tuppence.
Might have been the mushroom soup we had at lunchtime, dear.
Yes.
It's lovely.
Yes. Do you want it mounted?
I'll give it something to cry about.
Say that again. Alice and Henry Masterson coming over.
Are they? Oh, nice,
yes.
Lovely.
They're going to do the hall up, Masterson Hall. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And off they went, because no one could ruddy well stand it anymore. Mabel was in the dairy. She was doing the daily milking. She enjoyed this very much. She had a close relationship with the cows, and they enjoyed her firm, yet gentle touch.
There, my darling Daisy.
Suddenly, the dairy door opened, and standing, silhouetted against the sharp spring sunlight, was Henry Masterson.
Well, hello.
Who are you, kind sir, for I know not your name?
My name is Henry Masterson. Moved in up the road.
Masterson Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a big house, sir. I didn't think anybody lived there no more.
Well, they do now. Me and my sis.
Your sis? There's an old woman down the road that deals with that kind of thing.
Yes, I know, but she can't help with this one. Tell me, I'm a little parched after my walk. Any chance of a drink of milk?
Yes, sir. You can have some of Daisy's milk. It's still warm. And here, here's a nub of bread for your troubles. You can dip it.
Wowee. Tell me, are you alone here?
No, I live on this farm with my dad and my mum.
Ah, you don't have a young man?
Well, 'tis a strange thing to ask a lady that you don't know. Me not being a lady, no, neither, but just a milkmaid and a peacock maid.
No, you obviously don't, do you?
Ezekiah, he's my man, I suppose, sir.
Is he?
I do like him, I do.
Has he ever treated you as a man should treat you?
Gave me his last roller once.
No, that isn't what I mean. You're a very attractive woman.
Sir, why do you look at me like that?
Sorry, the light was in my eyes.
He moved in on her. Suddenly, his foot caught against the bucket and the milk spilt over the floor, a patch of white on the brown dirt below.
Oh, sir, my dad's going to kill me now.
Sorry. Let me mop it up. Here, I'll use my shirt.
He ripped it off, exposing his bare, muscular torso.
I've never seen a man naked before, sir. Seeing as how he was only wearing a shirt.
Yes. Well done for not pointing it out earlier, though. Often go out for a walk in just a shirt. The nettles are a bit high around here, aren't they?
Yeah, you can get pricked quite easily.
Yeah, let me mop it up.
He mopped it up, but he didn't look at the milk as he did. He looked at her, and the wet shirt in his hands dripped the white substance. Oh, dear. Meanwhile, at the local inn, the Dimpled Ams, Gabriel and Josiah were having their well-earned pint of cider.
Point of cider for him and a port and lemon for me, please.
Right away, sir.
You got one of those little umbrella things?
Yes.
Yeah, put it in his pint. Yeah. Quiet near at night, then?
It's afternoon. Lunchtime.
quite old lunchtime tonight, isn't it?
Well, them toffs from London are back.
Yeah?
I'm out of a job, see, now.
But they'll surely still want fences being put up on these.
Ah, they'll put them up themselves in their own fancy town ways.
Wait.
Not like the way we used to put them up. And take them down.
But he'd also heard something else about these Mastersons. He'd heard they could read.
That's not all I've heard.
Why?
Well, you reckon that main Masterson?
Yeah.
Or your tale, he's a page turner. He's been seen with a book.
Book the devil's alphabet.
That's right. A reading at night alone.
The dirty sod.
I reckon we should tell the rest of the people in the village. No one should go near that Masterson all till he stops his reading.
Yeah, because you're aware you are. Before you know, we'll have mobile libraries going up and down the phone.
You're right. That's right. Spread the word through the village.
Yeah, I will.
No one go near that Masterson.
Righto.
So they did. They were set in their ways, and they wanted nothing to change them. Alice had decided to visit her neighbours at Witchley Hall. It was the polite thing to do, and she knew the rules of society.
Hi, anybody home?
Oh!
Hi.
Yes, hello. I'm Ambrosia Ambrosia. You've moved into Masterson Hall.
Yeah.
You're not going to paint it green and blue, are you?
No, I'm not going to paint it green and blue.
Lovely. What are you going to do?
I'm going to, jazz it up. I'm going to stone-clad the front.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, how are you? I'm Tyrone.
Alice, whilst looking at Tyrone, formed a gentle plan. Perhaps it would be fun to win this wimp from this other wimp. Perhaps it would be fun to toy with him and show him some of the ways of the city.
Ever been to the Big Smoke?
No, but yes. I've heard about it. Haven't you heard
yes,
about
I've
it?
Heard
well,
about
yes,
it
we
too.
Don't go there, though.
I'm
we
just
like
going
it here,
to go and get you another glass of milk,
give me another glass of milk.
Because you missed your mouth with the love.
So, she your girlie, is she?
Well, we hope to get married one day, yes.
And, are you, leading a normal life of a young couple who are about to get married?
Yes, we never sleep together. We live in separate postcodes. Lovely.
Will I be right in assuming, therefore, that you've never been with a woman?
No, I've never been with a woman, no, no.
So,
I've had sex with a few. Once I get on the milk, I go rampant, you see.
Really?
I have been reported to the police on several occasions. Last year at the annual milk festival, I ran amok near the Tombola store.
And is there any particular sort of milk that makes you go...
Cow's milk, wild? Goat's milk, any kind of milk, really.
Peacock milk?
Your milk and Bacardi, sir.
Thank you. Yes, peacock. Well, this is peacock milk, as a matter of fact. You can tell because it's green and blue.
Come here!
What?
I'm going to rip your shirt off you.
Oh, mind the buttons.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Oh, you've got very camp. I'm going to take you.
Where?
I'm going to make a...
Shall I take a packed lunch?
You won't have time for food.
Won't I?
You won't need victuals. I'm going to make a man of you, you wimp.
And so, she climbed aboard.
Hold tight, please. Ding, ding.
Mabel had made her way to the stone circle by the cliffs.
I don't know quite what happened when he took me on that floor with all the milk in his milky wet shirt, but I'm sure it was wrong of me to do it. And I'm sure it was even wronger of me to enjoy it.
But someone had followed her because he was concerned for her. It was Ezekiah. You could see she was unhappy, but He could not understand why.
Here, Mabel.
Yeah?
You've been crying. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Has anything happened?
No, nothing's happened. Yes, something's happened as a choir. I can't keep it in no longer.
You've spilt the milk. It's all over your clothes.
Yes, I spilt the milk. Do you know the new Lord Masterson? Henry Masterson? He spilt my milk, so to speak.
What can you mean?
He stole my cream.
He stole your cream? You want to go and get that back?
No, he took me.
Where did he take you?
To the floor.
To the floor? That's not a very long journey. Mabel, why do you use such complicated metaphors?
Metaphors, Ezekiel? Where did you get metaphors?
I don't know.
You just don't understand.
Wait a minute.
And she ran off. She ran off toward the cliff. Ezekiah sat amongst the stones, not understanding. Not understanding his own feelings or the feelings of the woman that he somehow loved. But as he looked towards the cliff, he saw her sweet shape disappear. And he walked to the cliff edge, and he looked down. And as the wind blew through his loose clothes, on the rocks below, the shattered body of his love.
I wonder what she's doing down there!
Meanwhile... Meanwhile, at Masterson Hall, Henry Masterson had called Gabriel in.
Ah, Gabriel, come in, sit down. No, don't say anything, let me talk for a minute. I can't get anyone to work on the farm. I don't understand why. Perhaps you could explain. Any idea what it's got to do with? Just because I come from out of town?
No, that's not the only reason, sir.
Oh, really? What's the other reason?
Well, you tell you can read, sir.
Read?
Aye, that's right, read.
Maybe I can.
Well, can you? Yes.
Is that a problem?
Yes, it is, sir. We don't like readers, don't you?
No. We're going to have to learn to like it. See this gun? You don't like me reading, I'm going to shoot you. Solve one of me problems. There's nothing wrong with reading. You tell them I'm going to continue reading and you'll all work on this farm, understand?
No one's going to work for you anymore, sir. I'll make sure of it. And out he stormed.
Tyrone and Alice were laying in the hay.
I intended all this as a joke. I didn't mean to fall in love with you, but... But I have. The stirring of your loins.
Yeah.
With that spoon.
Clockwise is my favourite.
I just...
It might have started out as a joke, but it's got a different punchline than the one you thought, hasn't it?
Certainly has. I came down from the big city. I thought people who lived down here were simple folk. But no, you're a fine man.
A very fine man indeed. Man enough for you.
Blow your own trumpet, why don't you?
If I...
No, stop.
I tried once at the village fair.
You won a prize, I hear.
I did, tuppence a look. All the funds went to the church roof. We thought it was time we had one.
Tyrone had found love and a new accent, indeed, to go with it.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. All he had to do now was break the news to Ambrosia. Meanwhile, Henry Masterson had been thinking. He realised that he could not win Gabriel Rand. He would have to take drastic action. He waited until Gabriel was working in the wood, cutting down the trees. And he went there with his shotgun.
Goodbye, Gabriel.
Ezekiah sat in the stone circle. Slowly, the understanding of what was happening was coming to him. Slowly, he was beginning to realize. But before him lay feathers, peacock's feathers. Feathers which the villagers believed had power.
Oh, Mabel, I know something terrible's happened to you. You ain't moved for quite a long time now. It's that bloke. That bloke who took you on a trip somewhere. I'm gonna get my own back on him.
And off he went. Off he went to do the first big thing he'd ever done. He strode towards Masterson Hall. Meanwhile, Tyrone confronted Ambrosia.
Hello, dear. Hello. Sorry I was late with the milk.
That's all right.
I forgot what I was in the kitchen for, so I sat down and it was lovely.
Was it lovely?
Yes.
I've just had sex with Alice Marston. It was lovely and all. Sorry I had to break it to you.
I'll go and be upset, shall I?
All right, then.
And off she went towards the cliff. The last thing he saw was her beautiful clothes flowing in the breeze, and then she disappeared over the edge.
We ought to have a fence put up there.
Henry Masterson was sitting with his shotgun by his side, happy with his day's work. Hezekiah came up to him with the feathers in his hand, the peacock feathers which he hoped would work for him.
What do you want?
I'm an interior designer.
Crikey.
And I've brought something for the inside of your house.
Peacock feathers?
Yeah. They're supposed to be lucky, you know.
Really? How quaint.
And he handed the peacock feathers over to Henry Masterson, and Hezekiah withdrew and watched from a distance.
Well, oh, funny chap. I say they are rather beautiful. These peacock feathers. Oh, just drop one. Oh, drop the shotgun as well. Better pick it up. Oh, dropped it again.
Ah, better pick it up. Lucky that thing didn't go off.
Yes, they were unlucky indeed. Hezekiah stood over the body. And as he stood, words seemed to come to him. Words that rhymed.
Although my love for you is something that is never, I got my revenge with a peacock feather.
It wasn't much, but by God, it was a start. At Masterson Hall, Alice and Tyrone were happy together.
I wonder where my bro is.
Your bro?
Mm.
I don't know. He's probably had to go. To see Flo.
She's a bit of a so-and-so.
I think he's her beau.
How do you know?
I heard them have a row.
Well, they were doing better than Hezekiah. Well, they were going to build a new life together. A new life here at Masterson Hall, back in the land where they belonged. But it was built upon tragedy. The tragedy that always seemed to accompany the Mastersons wherever they went. Built upon the tragedy and pain of others. The pain that was the Masterson inheritance. In the Masterson inheritance, you heard Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Dialogue, music, and sound effects were improvised live at the Paris studio. The studio managers were John Whitehall, Wilfred Acosta, and Alison Carter. The producer was Phil Clark.